Shalom, shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from the Hong Kong airport. I'm sitting in the Cafe Pacific Lounge and I am musing about the things that I've watched and seen and want to report to you. Today I am so moved. And by the way, you're going to hear some background noise. You're going to hear people walking by. You'll hear some announcements in English and in Chinese. Mandarin, so don't be bothered by this, and I won't either. It'll just help you to understand the wonders of the modern day and the wonders that are going around in my mind. Some scriptures that I have just been musing and am so taken with right now. Really, I'm just letting you in on my thoughts. I want to refer first to Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. I see some people standing up, so I'll probably have to quieten my voice just a little here, but I think you can still hear me. You know, when Jesus spoke these words to his followers, he was ready to ascend into heaven. Actually, and he told them, don't leave Jerusalem. Go back, and they did go back, to the upper room where they'd had the Last Supper, and they waited until the day of Pentecost. And he said that the power that they would receive there would allow him to be their witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and to the uttermost part of the earth. I'm just sitting here thinking, in those days that seemed so wide and so far to them, they had only been, and he had only been during his earth walk, in that little country of Israel. I have been in all the places he spoke about in the last 2 months. And I'm taken aback by it, by this day we live in, and by how I got to witness what he's doing. You see, Jerusalem, such a touchstone today. Judea, the state, the southern state of Israel at that time. Samaria, the region just above it. The uttermost part of the earth. Jesus never spoke idle words. The words he spoke meant something. And when he told them they would be his witnesses by the power of the Holy Spirit to the uttermost part of the earth, they did not know there were islands that existed in the uttermost part of the earth. Literally, Australia is a giant continent island, and New Zealand and the other islands. And he prophesied that his word and his spirit would reach that part of the earth. It took a while to do so. But it's only taken me a short time. I left my home March 27 for Israel. I did not return until May 1st. I was at home for about 8 days and then left for the uttermost part of the earth. Australia, New Zealand. I didn't go to New Zealand, but we had New Zealanders in the meetings. I'm here in Hong Kong because we could save thousands of dollars by my spending a night in Hong Kong on my way back from Perth to Los Angeles. I'll begin with last night in my Hong Kong hotel. It was a little surreal to me. Two of the things that I have witnessed in these travels from Jerusalem to the uttermost part of the earth is being here in this area of Asia when there have been some natural disasters. In our radio program just 2 weeks ago today, we interviewed Pastor John Brown, and you can listen to it again on our webpage, billybrim.org, billybrim.org. But Pastor John Brown from Melbourne shared with us about Myanmar, we called it Burma, and about the tragedy there, and the cyclone, and how his people have fared well, and how they're going to be able to help others. So that was a witness, close hand, of something that had just happened. Last night in my hotel room in Hong Kong, I watched a report. Hong Kong, you know, went over from the British to the Chinese. And there on China TV, I watched a report of the devastating earthquake that took so many lives. I watched how they showed time after time when they rescued someone who had been maybe days under the buildings. I was moved by the respect for life the Chinese rescuers had. One woman, as they pulled her out after many days, it was her birthday, and they all broke into joyful song, the singing of happy birthday to the tune that we actually really know and sing ourselves. So it was surreal. Another thing surreal about what I saw last night was they showed on China TV a documentary of a hero, a Chinese hero, who developed for them nuclear. He was the founding father of their nuclear bomb program. And he died in a plane crash in 1968. But it was so interesting to the background of classical music, and they pointed out how this man loved classical music. They pointed out how he saw when they were fighting the Japanese that his country needed to be strong militarily. He, with his fine mind, though he was born a farm boy, made it to the way of the best schools in China. And then he came to the United States of America, where he was educated at Cornell University. The things that he learned about the nuclear that he later developed, he learned in the United States of America. Even though he could have lived a nice, comfortable life there, they pointed out, he and his wife felt duty-bound to come back home to China and to help them develop their nuclear program. He did so. In 1968, he was on a plane with China's nuclear secrets that he'd developed with him. The plane crashed. When they found his body, it was pressed next to the body of his bodyguard, and between them were the leather pouches containing China's nuclear secrets. It was interesting watching a program in which the United States was the villain. I sat there and watched as they pointed out how we were villains in the nuclear arms race. It gave me a perspective that they had, and it was surreal. Then I switched over to the BBC, and there was a program where they were interviewing on Hard Talk, I think is the name of the program, Mr. Uzi Landau. Uzi Landau is a good friend of ours who spoke at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks when he was running for the Prime Minister of Israel a few years back. He gave his support over to Bibi Netanyahu rather than split the Likud party, for it looked like the Kadima party was going to win, and indeed they did. The Kadima party and its candidate, Olmert, won the prime ministership, you might say, I coined that word, of the nation of Israel. I had seen Uzi Landau when I was in Israel just on this past trip. It's amazing to me. We had 1,000 people marching in the streets of Jerusalem with Christians United for Israel saying, "We stand with Israel." Then a podium, we stepped up onto a podium that was erected on Ben Yehuda Street in Jerusalem, and I got to say a few words into the microphone about how we supported Israel. We then had a special program, a night to honor Israel in Jerusalem, and Uzi Landau was on the platform with me. This man who is known as Mr. Integrity in Israel, and I exchanged some words. He is a good friend. He telephoned Ronnie Levy after that, and he said, "What is it you're doing with your tours with Billy Brim?" And he said, "Well, we're trying to educate people, trying to help people to see the current situation in Israel, how things are on her seminar tours." He said, "I want to help you." So Mr. Uzi Landau is going to be helping us on our next tour, which will be probably mid-June in 2009. Uzi Landau knows the Bible like the back of his hand. He was the director of their, what we might call, Homeland Security. And Mr. Uzi Landau is now, he told Ronnie Levy, it looks like the government will fall. By the time you hear this, probably Mr. Omer will have been forced to resign by his own party and by others because they have discovered some terrible scandals regarding monies, even from the time when he was mayor of Jerusalem. He has refused and refused to quit, but now everyone's calling for him to quit, and it looks like there may be elections again in November or in the fall. And so Mr. Uzi Landau said, I am not going to enter the run for the head place in the Likud party, but if Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu does win that, and he asks me to be a minister with portfolio to accept a top spot, I will do so. But I still want to help you with your tours. So it looks like our June 2009 tour will be a very special one with Mr. Uzi Landau. Last night, as I watched him on the BBC, they were murderous to him. The BBC is notorious for being anti-Israel and being pro-Palestinian, and they were coming down hard on Uzi, saying that if his party came into power, they would not negotiate with the Hamas. And he said, no, we will not negotiate with Hamas. We do not consider that as something bad for our country. So it was amazing, sitting in Hong Kong, watching this television, witnessing, that's what my ministry is, witnessing these things in the world. And you know, Prophet Daniel said that in the end times, men would be traveling to and fro in the earth, and knowledge would be increased. By the increase of knowledge, I am coming to you with this radio broadcast. By the increase of knowledge, I am traveling quickly and spending these weeks, even almost 2 months, in Judea, Jerusalem, and the uttermost part of the earth. I'm going to be talking to you about the rest of the week, the amazing place the uttermost part of the earth has played in Bible prophecy, especially the ANZACS, the Australia New Zealand Army Corps. And no one tells the story better than Cole Stringer in his wonderful book, 800 Horsemen, which tells how God used the ANZACS to free Jerusalem. Jesus had prophesied in Luke 21 that there would be coming an end of Gentiles, the Gentile nations, trotting down Jerusalem. This end came through the ANZACS and the British, coming up through Beersheba and eventually freeing Jerusalem. We're going to make Cole Stringer's book available to you. It's 800 Horsemen by Cole Stringer, and it's going to be available to you at a special price. Just call us at 417-336-4877. I don't know, sitting here in Hong Kong, what the price will be, but call us, 417-336-4877. And I'm going to be sharing with you the rest of this week that amazing story of how the ANZACS from the uttermost part of the earth, and the things that I've seen, oh my, it's amazing. This is Billy Graham saying shalom, shalom.